In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Friday, so we're playing Happy Friday music.
I love it.
When we come back, we'll play It's Friday, I'm in Love.
Okay.
How about that?
You're going off script here, Dave.
I know.
I have a whole list of songs.
I know. Show everyone the cover story that they did in Chesterfield City Lifestyle. It's also in Clayton and St. Charles on Me and the Show.
So nice.
So nice. Thank you again to Gordon and Kelly. Look at the inside. Look at that.
This is really nice.
It's like
Dave.
Being in Modern Drummer.
Somebody on Facebook said GQ right. Cover is next.
My best friend Ozzy Smith and me.
I didn't know Hurtful, that magazine okay. existed. Yeah, well.
What? I missed the jab. What'd you say?
I said that's hurtful. Ozzy Smith. Sorry.
Don't tell Ozzy he's not. He gets his feelings hurt really easily.
Aww.
So I was, I knew that Sue was coming up, and I was walking out to get something out of my car, and I was thinking about Sue, and I have two thoughts, and I mean them sincerely. One, I don't know anyone who dislikes you. And
oh,
two,
well, there's got to be some, believe me.
I would like to find them. And then two, I don't know anyone who anyone likes any better than you.
Well, that's awfully nice.
Am I wrong? Like, we hear it constantly.
Oh, no.
Sue definitely sets the stream
yes.
on fire.
Anytime no. we mention you, people are like, oh my God.
No, 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 do you remember no, no. that person that showed up to Hardee's in December?
No.
With the big sign on their car that said Sue Thomas Fan Club President?
Oh, yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was Wheeler.
Are you lying?
For real.
Okay, that's it.
I'm not 100% not lying. It ended up blowing into the street on like Mexico that's, Road and soaring off into the distance before I could grab it. But yeah. it was there.
Someone
that
found
sounds
it.
Right. It blew off into the street.
What
well,
are
thank you,
you? What are you at your worst?
What or when?
Like both.
Yeah, take yourself down a peg for us, Sue. We need it.
I get hangry.
Do you?
Yep.
I do too.
I'm a hangry person.
Right. We're just discussing that most vacations, most family vacations we take, I end up in a fight with somebody in the family, and it's almost always hanger based.
If they would just feed you,
yes.
it would be fine.
Yes, I blame them. Like,
it's their fault.
Keep some
babe.
Chico sticks in the car or something. It's not that hard.
Yep. So I get that. I totally understand that. If I'm fed, it's much better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you judgmental? Even silently in your brain?
I can think things.
Like right now you're thinking there's no way this guy deserves a cover story?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I was just thinking... Yeah, sometimes you think it, and then you then I try to not do that.
Yeah.
Unless it's really entertaining and you tell someone who might want to hear it.
Little gossip. You're not a gossip?
No, I try not to be.
You're not a backbiter?
No, that's terrible.
Hey, if you're not a gossip, you could work for the sheriff.
Okay, what's up
what's
with
going
that
on
guy?
With that? We can bring this up again with Alvin.
Yeah.
What's the story, Rach?
Okay, let me get it pulled up here. So,
did you see the movie Dazed and Confused?
No, I keep telling you. No, so I've never seen it.
There's a part in that where the football coach of the high school, as they're all going to summer break, is trying to get all the players to sign a pledge to not drink and do drugs and party and to take it seriously. And it's kind of that.
Okay.
So
that's why I didn't see it.
This is reporting from Mark Maxwell at KSDK.
Like Mark.
He is reporting on a vaguely worded no gossip commitment. So you're supposed to sign this, and you can be fired if you engage in gossip, which is defined as speaking negatively about coworkers, spreading rumors, or sharing private information through email, text, or social media. The commitment you're supposed to sign as a sheriff deputy is also says deputies can only address concerns through appropriate channels and respect confidentiality at all times. Now, this immediately got leaked to Mark Maxwell, and he reported on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty vague to just be like, you're not allowed to talk about things, and you have to come to
me. I mean, this is just,
I can translate that for
this
you.
This is very simple. Don't anybody leak anything about me anymore.
Because I'm dumb, and I'm an embarrassment to the city. Yeah. So don't tell anybody.
How about you stop being dumb?
Yeah, stop being dumb. Stop giving people stuff to gossip
about. If people don't have
about.
A reason to leak stuff, they won't leak stuff.
Yeah, it just sounds like he's mad that people have talked about him. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, and if I were an employee, there's no chance I'm signing that.
No.
And I'm getting a lawyer. You know, like, you cannot make me sign
probably
this.
Not even legal.
Well, so someone at the department reached out to Mark Maxwell with this information. Mark Maxwell did what a reporter is supposed to do and told the public about it. Then Sheriff Montgomery said Maxwell was damaging his own reputation by targeting a city official over policy put in place to protect deputies who are being bullied in a workplace.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
How dare you, Mark? You fool.
What
have you done to your career?
I mean, just the idea that people will say anything to get out of trouble or to get people to stop criticizing. I'm like, you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. You're covering your
own
ass.
Yes.
And we all see it.
You are trying to make sure that if you or someone you're responsible for screws up, we won't know about it. That's what you're doing.
Isn't that such a human failing? Which, by the way, Sheriff, I have as well.
Oh, we all
There are so many times that I catch myself doing the, no, tell me I'm pretty. You know, like, or humble bragging. We all do it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, but here's the difference between my life and his. I have Trish Gazelle in mind. And so Trish calls me out on every stupid thing I do or say.
Yes.
Right? Like the famous one from a couple weeks back when I said to her, hey, tell me about your top three childhood possessions. And she goes, oh my God, you're only saying this so you can tell me yours. So just cut to the chase and tell me yours. And here's me. So I'm like, What? What are you even talking about? And I'm like, oh my God, she sees me. She sees me.
She knows already.
Sheriff, we all see you. We all see each other. We
Yeah.
Sometimes we let it go by and sometimes we don't.
Yeah, so like based on this policy, if you as the boss were doing something wrong, they wouldn't be, the employee would not, and then they come to you and say this is wrong and you're like, well, too bad. Then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Because they can't go tell anybody else because that's gossip.
You might do a dice roll. It might not be the very end.
Right. There's always dice rolls.
How's he still there?
Let's go get in the golf cart and take a little ride.
I don't know the rules about any of that. I'm not trying to. But like if you did that whole, maybe they just haven't proven that enough. But I mean, I've seen it reported pretty well that, hey, all right, we're going to roll these dice. If it's your number, you're good. If not, oh, well.
And did you hear what his justification for that was?
No.
Okay, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm going to be really pretty accurate on this. He said that it's because the guy had a gun, and he didn't know how this was going to go. So he was using that as an artifice to create some sort of, like, rules about this and to kind of delay and sort of, you know, prevent defense because the guy had a gun, he didn't know what he was going to do.
Okay.
That's stupid.
That sounds exactly like what a little kid does when they're in trouble and they're trying to explain their way out of it.
Yeah.
No, see, what I was really doing was that there was this guy, and this guy was trying to take this, and I took it so he wouldn't take it. And I was going to give it back, but then I forgot. Like, it's, come on, dude.
Guys, we're doing ourselves harm right now. Just like Mark Maxwell fell into this trap.
I guess we better not end up in the jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a story out today about him and not wanting to transport prisoners anymore as well? Did anybody else see that? All right, I'll look it up later.
That could be a tough putt since that's your job.
I say that's kind of the whole thing, right? Like, well, that and obviously running the
Well, he said it wasn't
jail.
His problem to transport.
Why do they have all those vehicles in that garage parked right down the street?
I don't know. I only saw like a bit of it and I didn't go in. And that's what
is it about the city? I'm serious. What is it about the city that we keep doing this?
Poor leadership. I don't know. And part of it is like there's nothing in anybody's campaign that allows you to know if they're that person, right? Yeah. They're not going to say, guess what? I'm a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue Andrew Creech online says, this is Andrew. I made the infamous sign for the Sue Thomas fan club.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Andrew. I'm sorry I didn't see it. And then I got it run over by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both bad.
Well, sorry. But thank you.
What if someone got in a wreck because it hit their windshield and they're like, who the hell is Sue Thomas?
Oh, no. That's what everybody would think.
Someone today was in Benton, Illinois with a DGS sticker and the person yelled out, does that stand for don't give an S? It's pretty good, huh?
Well, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, we could work that for Christmas.
What?
Hey, DGS, don't give an S with turd baby on it. Come on, give it to me. Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
I love Come all on. References. Wait, did we put up a picture of turd baby on social media?
Because he's on the Facebook.
Yes!
He's also the first thing that comes up if you Google the word turd baby.
Oh, is
really?
He?
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, who he's else famous. Is putting how often these are you together?
How often are you Googling that?
I need to show someone a picture.
The first thing you see is the caption, Rachel's mom kept turd baby.
Rach, in the entire internet, you're the number one hit.
No, it's so cute. I love turd baby.
She's the queen of the turd babies.
It's literally the first thing.
Oh, it's aw.
Somewhat of my legacy, I suppose.
Sad news, we've lost Rachel Zimmerman, the creator of Turd Baby.
Turd Baby will live on through all of us.
Turd Baby is very happy, Rachel. I've always
He's
liked
sweet.
Him.
He's sweet.
We're thinking
very
about
sweet.
Having them either mass-produced. By the way, can someone turn their headphones down? I'm getting like lots of feedback in my headphones. Either mass-produced Turd Baby as our premium giveaway for Operation Food Search, or maybe a Turd Baby hat.
No one wants to wear that, Dave. No one wants to wear a hat with a turd on it.
It's the number one hit when you Google it in the universe.
It's better than this one.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, what's that from?
I just love the...
I think that's from my family album.
Yeah, I love the post because Rachel's mom kept turd baby all these years. He was supposed to be a gingerbread man.
Well, he was.
No, I know. It's a funny caption. It's really well done, which you probably did, Rach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. He's smiling. He's a happy turd, baby.
You have to embrace your legacy.
Oh, I do. You know, I've already come to terms with the fact that I, for some reason, brought this up on the air. And here it is many years and a whole different station later.
You made a Mark Maxwell kind of mistake there.
I did.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't care if Monday's blue. My boss has been criticizing me lately. I think he's finally taking an interest in the show. Or maybe he just started listening to it. But he says, one of the things I do wrong is I play too much music, but I can't help it. The music is in me.
There's nothing you can do about that, Dave.
Nothing I can do.
Mm-mm. Isn't that a song? I got the music in me. Is that a song?
No.
I think that's a 70s song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it never has been.
Oh, my gosh.
It will be now, though, because I'm going to write it. I can't cut off music before it's time any more than Andrew cannot dance.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I can't not dance.
No, you can't not dance.
I caught myself dancing when we were at lunch, and I was a little embarrassed.
Maureen says, I would totally love that DGS Turd Baby sticker.
See?
I would wear like a dad hat that had Turd Baby on it.
What's dad hat?
They're like almost like a denim feeling kind of material. You know if you saw them.
Okay.
They're denim?
They're like a little, they're not denim, but they have like, they're like a lighter fabric.
They're not denim.
Like
you just chose that word.
Yeah, like a low profile hat.
Like a trucker hat?
Not really a trucker hat.
No, they're flatter. They're like, they stick to your head more. They're like,
I'll bring one in.
Those sound bad.
No, they're
good. No, it's fine. They're fine.
Weird conversation.
Yeah.
Someone online says, speaking of PE, did you guys have to square dance?
Yes.
We square danced until seventh grade when we disco danced.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
You were modern. We did that.
Are you guys doing like your straight up John Travolta?
Yes. It was exactly that era. So seventh grade for me, what are you, 12? I would have been 1976. So 76, 77, right when that came out. And we had a disco at the local Wood River Bowling Alley called the Brass Monkey, I think it was called. Swear to God, not making that up.
Funky Monkey.
And we went there and wore silk shirts and white trousers and disco danced for an hour. And Mr. Rach and Mrs. Tisco, the PE teachers, walked among us with a clipboard and graded us.
Graded you guys?
Yes.
Wow.
This happened in my life.
We didn't get graded, but we had to do the square. What is it with the square dancing? Why are we making like fifth and sixth graders square dance? Literally none of them want to do it.
I think.
What's the benefit?
I've thought about this, and I think it's for coordination.
We didn't even do it in gym class. We just did it as like a school thing.
Oh, well, then I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah, coordination. Make sure you can.
It is your most awkward time with the opposite sex.
Yeah, and then you didn't get to choose either, and it's like, ugh.
And people were mean.
Yeah.
Like, people were mean, like, I don't want to square dance with him. I don't want to square dance with her.
Yeah. And plus, in our class, we had, I think it was like 11 boys and 9 girls.
Hey.
So it wasn't an even match. It was really stupid. Why? But, like, why square dancing?
I don't know.
And why make people dance at all? Wait, some of Rachel, us aren't dancy. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to square dance, or was that like an old person thing?
Dancing was a sin, so
we didn't dance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
I'd have been down
that.
With that when I was in fifth grade.
Sure is when
square
I do.
Dancing
it.
Was just far too provocative for.
You know what? And Dave, when you call it PE, we always called it just gym.
Yeah.
So when you say PE, I really have to stop and go, wait, PE. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's a. Just an Illinois versus Missouri thing.
Grade school, we called it gym class, but in high school, we called it PE.
I guess we called it both, but we mostly, like, when do you refer to, like, oh, what'd you get in PE? Like, that's just how we said it. Now, you guys had art class and music class as well, right?
Yeah.
No?
We had nothing, man.
Man.
It's just like a tiny little Catholic school. We had nothing.
And now they got a jet.
Now, oh, that was my grade school. My grade school no longer exists.
Oh.
It was too small and it just faded away.
The jet crashed.
Yeah, my high
it.
School was pretty low key too. We didn't have much of anything, and now it's a college campus. It's stupid. We got a Blue Angel in the lobby now.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, in the it's right hanging above the robot battle arena. You know how they do those robot battles?
You got one that's of those, too?
It's a thing that where high school kids compete against each other.
I don't know about that,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, they build robots and then they battle. Yeah, they
yeah the whole, thing where they do robot they battles
whole,
in school.
Right, they got a whole little arena there, and above the arena is the Blue Angel. And then right behind that is the lab that has the 10 3D printers. It's a different world than I lived in. We had nothing, man.
We had nothing. I had a story about that. Basically, we have our first... like we've all seen like the robot battles where the robots don't look like people, but now they are starting to have fights between humanoid AI robots, which have you never seen a movie?
Yeah. Say, I don't teach them to fight.
Right.
We don't have
especially
many advantages.
We're pitting one against the other.
Yeah. We don't have many advantages. We should be building, not even kidding about this. This is not a joke. We should be putting restrictions on their capabilities for strength.
Yeah.
There should be a limit. Like, you can only be able to lift so much weight or move. Like, we can't be building them so that they can throw us across a room.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, because there was one within a few weeks. I took it off, but I had it on the rundown.
Throwing haymakers?
No, there was a robot that turned on the humans and beat the crap out of them.
What?
Yes, it was an AI robot that decided it didn't like the two people it was working with and beat the crap out of them.
Yes.
Where?
It's on video.
It was overseas.
Like
I want to
say Singapore or something like that.
It might have been Eastern European, but either way, it was another country. But it was like, the headline was AI robot loses it and beats up two humans.
Good Lord.
Attacks them is what it said.
I thought part of the reason we are building them is to fight for us, maybe, to be an army that won't be able to be destroyed by... You know,
I just don't know why we would need that when we have bombs and drones and fighter jets and you're not going to just line up robots because people just drop bombs on them and they're all gone.
Well, that's a good point.
Casey says the Wood River Bowling Alley had the brass lamp.
Oh, brass monkey.
Correction. Brass monkey's a better name. Yeah. Julia Boschert says, Dave, you look good on the Chesterfield Mag cover. Thank you, Julie.
It's a good cover.
Yeah, it's a really good picture.
You guys have the band has to make an album just to make
just
that the cover.
Just to put that on.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking at
make an
AI
album of covers
robot.
And put that on the cover for the covers.
When my band first started playing 25 years ago, we only played my original songs that I wrote.
Really?
How bad was that?
I don't know. Were they good?
I don't know, but it was a bad idea.
Oh, I get
because
you. I get
no
you.
One
because nobody knows them.
They
never
heard the songs. But that's And then finally, Dave Cowles and Mark Quinn are like, maybe we should play some people know. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
I didn't think of it from that angle.
Now I don't remember any of them.
Yeah,
like we didn't record them or anything like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Now I'll have to.
There you go.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I love this song. It's my favorite ZZ Top song.
I wondered who it was.
It's
I didn't know.
It's gritty. It's sexy. It's everything I am.
Yeah.
Am I more gritty or sexy, Sue?
I can't really say it this time.
Gross-sexy.
Thank you. I started saying the other way, but that,
yeah,
that
doesn't work
turns
well.
Into a bad word.
Yeah, it's not great.
I came really close to it.
Not only do you not want to say it, it's also not a good description.
Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are giggling in there. You're having fun. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Bern, you know what it is? I'll tell
days.
You exactly what it is, Bern. I, every day, fill one page of a notebook, and that's my show prep for 4 hours. And today, I got in, and I forgot it at home.
Ooh.
So there's nothing to do but pull it out of our ass, and it's been really fun lately. I got to tell you something, Bernie Miklas. So on my TikTok, I have three major things. I have child boxing. Don't ask me why.
What?
I have glamour witch, because I'm a glamour witch. Evidently, they've you know, that's the kind of witch I am.
Of course.
And I have Bernie Miklas, and I love you. I watch every TikTok you do all the way through.
How about that?
And I use it to sound smart to Ricky Horton.
Well, good. Good. No, man. You know, I put a lot into those videos, so I appreciate the support. I think they do pretty well, you know, so thank you.
Yeah, well done. Okay, so questions for you guys. It's exciting. This is such an exciting year, and I'm curious what you guys think that if it's, a month and a half from now, 2 months, right before the trade deadline, and we're where we are now, we're competitive, we are up for a wild card, who or what do you think we would add?
Oh, it's tough to say because, if you have an injury, it would change everything. I think their starting pitching depth is okay. Because Steven Matz is a sixth starter, he can be used in any other way. They have Michael McGreevy down in the down at Memphis. They have a couple other starters that are on the rise. So my point is, they could even fill in there if they have one injury. But if they have a couple, three injuries, it's a big problem. Although Ollie Marmol has actually put together a rotation that puts a premium on pitching health. It's amazing how well that's worked. Listen, I don't see them adding any kind of bat.
Okay.
Because they have they're number seven in the majors in runs per game, and their position players are fifth overall in wins above replacement. So unless there's big time injury problems, they're not going to do that. Jordan Walker's starting to hit. The only thing I have, and it's a boring answer, but it's the correct answer.
Yeah,
you can always use more bullpen depth, but I'm not talking about just picking up some guy, some mediocre guy.
Right.
If they can upgrade their bullpen and bring in a fresh arm that can strike some people out and give them that extra weapon down there, that would be a smart move. But I'm just a very pragmatic guy. I have no visions of grandeur about what they're going to do at the trade deadline.
Yeah, okay. That's the obvious one, and I even have a name that makes sense.
Okay.
Now, again, it assumes that you're in it like Bernie just described and nothing else changes. It assumes that the other team is still kind of in between, but they should go target St. Louis kid Pete Fairbanks.
Where's he?
He's with Tampa. He's their closer. He makes $3.5 million this year. It's a $7 million option next year, and that means if Ryan Helsley walks out the door, you have a $7 million closer who's proven and pitched in the postseason in that role. Right. Now, again, he wouldn't be cheap necessarily, but the point is, I think, Byrne, that's kind of, to me, if you're going to add bullpen at that point, the better, the better, right? Not just a guy. Yeah. Give me somebody that you're like, all right, that guy I can trust in a big spot, and maybe that guy's my closer for a year if Helsley leaves.
You know, one of my young colleagues, and I don't know him personally, but one of my young colleagues at SportsHubSTL.com wrote a book about that very thing earlier this week. And I remember I was reading, I was like, yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, they probably have to pay a little more than they want to, but Tammy's always willing to make those kind of trades, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's a good name. It's a good name, though.
And you do have an excess, again, not just thinking about them, but you actually match up really well with Tampa Bay because they're in a point where they're always looking for catching. Like, they've been kind of in between and stuck with catchers, and they haven't developed their own. So there can be a fit just based on your own depth as an organization in that regard. Plus, you have position player depth even at the high levels, Major League and Triple A level, that you don't have room for, right? I mean, we still got to figure out where Sejacy fits this year and next year, and then where does Weatherholt fit because he's not going to be too long. That means there's going to have to be guys moved out of the way to make that space.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
I have a dumb Dave question. As you guys know, I'm watching the Ken Burns baseball special. Not Paul Skeens. Not Nolan Ryan, but if you took, let's say, Sonny Gray back to 1927, would he be the greatest thing anyone had ever seen?
With that sweeper pitch, I'd say probably.
Yeah.
He'd be right up there. Different style of pitching back then.
Yeah, they're almost cooperative. Like they were saying when baseball first started, that the pitcher's job was to make sure the striker could hit it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Very, very diplomatic. You know, and plus pitchers back then would not only go 9 innings, back if the game lasted 15 innings, they'd go 15 innings. So it's always hard to compare pitchers from different eras. But Sonny Gray, he would have had the stuff to make it work.
Yeah, if you put him in a time machine and just dropped him in, he would seem like a wizard because he's throwing harder than almost anybody would have at that time, even now. And you know, the evolution of breaking pitches has been slow, right? Early on, there weren't, you know, like sliders weren't even a thing at that point, right? So you didn't have a lot of the stuff that guys bring to the table, the understanding of how to manipulate the ball and get it to move either direction and do all that stuff. It would be a big advantage. But again, if he came up then, he would just be like the guys then, you know, he'd probably end up being in a similar spot. In terms of the stratosphere,
I know that this is like the classic sports call in that you guys get. Like, what if Lou Brock had been made of balsa wood?
Yeah,
but I'm fascinated by stuff like
that.
It is.
Well, let me throw this in. If we're playing this game, because pitchers back then mostly relied on fastballs, some curves,
spitters,
but you didn't have these pitches like incredibly high velo with all kinds of crazy movement. You know, you also didn't have players hitting a lot of home runs. So Nolan Gorman would have been Babe Ruth.
I mean, yes.
I'm not even joking around.
Totally right. Like
because the task of hitting for power would have been so much easier then for Nolan Gorman in 1926.
Yeah.
I'm not being facetious.
No, you're
but
right.
That also shows you like how difficult it is to realistically compare players of
I mean, think of it this way, like a good analogy because it's pretty straightforward. It's not about a statistic. It's just about time, right? Take Usain Bolt and put him back in the Olympics in the 1920s. He would have seemed like an alien because he would have beaten the gold medalists. He would have beaten them by 10 strides.
Yeah.
And people are like, what is this guy? True. It's similar in team sports, too, in terms of the difference in physical capabilities and training, but because just because we know more. But if Babe Ruth came up now, Babe Ruth would be Juan Soto. He would be what he was with that same discipline, mindset, mentality, right? But you come up in the modern way, you'd just be a different version of that.
No human has ever looked like Babe Ruth. Like if you went to Schnucks to buy a roaster and Babe Ruth checked you out, you'd be like, like you'd be terrified. Right?
Or one of my idols. I was obviously before my time, but even a Baltimore boy from South Baltimore ran the streets. He was a truant. His father took him to the priest at St. Mary's Industrial School, said, "You got to take care of my boy because I can't do anything with him. He doesn't have a mother. His mother died. You got to help me out, Father. I think the boy can hit a baseball, but I don't know what else to tell you. Just educate him." So the father, Matthias, takes Babe Ruth and, you know, he lives at St. Mary's Industrial School for 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. And this priest who was about 6'8", he taught Babe how to play baseball. And then the next thing you know, I mean, he's hitting balls like, you know, 500 feet away and major league scouts are showing up and the rest is history.
I mean,
Well, Wheeler, I'm just telling a good story here.
I know. I thought you paused. I thought you were
in a story. You know, story time. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to throw in that Babe is the greatest of all time because he changed the game forever.
Mm-hmm.
Power was not a thing before Babe Ruth. Home runs were not a big deal before Babe Ruth. Since Babe Ruth, they are the biggest thing in the sport. And he changed everything about how the game is played.
No doubt about it. I mean, yeah, Frank Home Run Baker. That's almost like a sarcastic.
Right.
If you look back at it now, it's almost like a sarcastic nickname. But they called him Frank Home Run Baker because he set the major league record with 13 home runs one season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
I mean, I think Ty Cobb led the league in home runs 1 year with 9.
Probably.
I mean, like, that's the point. And then after Babe Ruth, it's home runs are the thing. They're the king. They are what everybody trains to do.
And then Bob Gibson came along, and of course, 1968 had a 1.12 ERA. He was unbelievable. And so the commissioners said, "Well, the pitching's too good, so we're going to have to lower the mound and we're going to make it easier for hitters." But so Bob Gibson changed baseball.
Yep.
And once the special Flintstone vitamins came in, everyone was hitting home runs.
Funny,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and you know. By the way, that I stole that line from Sammy Sosa.
Oh, really?
Because after the Andros stuff came out on McGuire, you know, we were all in Chicago. The Cardinals were playing there. And we were asking Sammy. He said, "Well, Sammy, what do you think about this Andros stuff? Is that do you think it's okay, or you know, do you use it?" And I can't do his voice, so I apologize. He says, "Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, the only thing I take is Flintstone vitamins."
That's so great.
Sure you did.
Yeah,
and
sure.
By the way, Andro was available at any GNC store back in those days.
I took it.
Yeah.
It was not any damn good, but I did it.
It really wasn't anything scandalous, but the other stuff was.
Yep. Yep. That was just the problem with Andro. It does. It did help performance, right? It did kind of kickstart some things, like get your body producing certain things. But the real problem that big sporting groups like the IOC and Major League Baseball, NFL, their worry was that it was also used to mask steroid use. Like that was one of the uses of Andro. So
absolutely,
that's why it was a bigger deal when we didn't know that. No, I don't think anybody knew that at the beginning. At the beginning, it's just like, look, this is over the counter. Why can't I buy it?
Right. Well, I've my position on all this has evolved pretty dramatically because when I talked to so many major league hitters when they were when steroids were banned, officially banned for the first time, I would talk to hitters off the record about this just so they could speak freely, and a lot of Cardinals and other guys from other teams that I knew told me the same thing. So, well, listen, I don't really care about steroids. But whatever you do, gosh, they can't take away. They can't take away the greenies. The greenies were amphetamines. Yeah. And I had, there were a couple of Cardinals in particular. So I don't know how I'll be able to function if they take away the greenies. Well, they did take away the greenies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started talking about how amphetamines were, in fact, a performance-enhancing drug. Now, all the lunkheads said, well, no, it's not. You know, the amphetamines don't give you muscles. No, amphetamines, when you're going through 162 games and you're dog tired, they give you artificial energy.
Yep.
And your reflexes are quicker. Your mind's quicker. You know, you're just on fire. And, you always got to ask yourself this. Well, whatever the substance is, well, why were players just gulping amphetamines everywhere you went in Major League Baseball? They must have helped enhance their performance, right?
Yeah.
And they absolutely did.
Yep.
So, you know, every baseball era has had something like that. You know, and, you know, the late, great Bob Gibson, Dan McLaughlin asked him one time, what do you think about steroids? What would you have done? And Gibson said, well, I want to beat the hitter. I want to win. And if I know these guys were taking something that would give them an advantage over me, I would take something to give myself an advantage over them. So right then and there, Bob Gibson just put it on the table and said, I don't want to hear about steroids.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so
fascinating, isn't it?
Right.
Man, I wish I could have seen him play.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the first time I met Bob Gibson, and I knew it was of his reputation, this is a quick story. It was in the old lunchroom, so to speak, at the old Busch Stadium. There were the one next door to the one now. And it was crowded. I don't know why it was crowded. I was having a pregame meal and it was crowded. And Bob Gibson walks up and he's got a tray and he says, can I sit here? And he sat down and I was too afraid to talk to him. Like, I didn't know what to say to him.
Don't blame you.
And he said, he looked at me and he said, what are you so nervous about? Why don't you say hello? And I'm like, and even that made me nervous because he was like hollering at me to say hello, to talk. So anyway, yeah.
That's pretty great.
Intimidating dude, man.
Yeah, in every way. Byrne, tell us about Saliga before we let you go for the weekend. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. Gorgeous day in here, Sue Thomas. If you hear what I'm saying.
I don't.
What's a typical weekend like for Sue Thomas?
Well, this time of year, it's a lot of real estate stuff, but I also like to go bicycling and now the pool. I just went to get my pool membership today.
Yeah.
So I will be out there with the people in the lap pool on the weekend.
So you're a swimmer.
I like to swim, but I'm weird and I only like to swim outside. I don't like to swim inside. It smells like chlorine and the floor kind of gacks me out.
Oh, bad.
You know?
I'm being completely honest here. Of all the gross things you can picture,
yes,
walking into a public pool bathroom and seeing a Band-Aid is the worst thing I can conjure.
I understand this.
Yes.
And there's a certain smell to it, so I like to be outside in the sunshine.
There you go.
You understand.
Can you swim for quite a prolonged time?
I have to work my way up.
Yeah.
So now that's the beginning.
These guys heard this earlier this week, but I did a miniature triathlon.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And you had to swim, like, I don't know, 10 lengths of an Olympic-sized pool.
I've done this. They call it a sprint.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I can only swim like this, like a breaststroke. Yeah. And after one time down, the guy was holding a clipboard, and he just goes like this. He goes, just get out. Just get out. Because there were people lined up waiting for my
Dave,
lane.
Oh, Dave, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't
you didn't
good.
Know that going in?
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have been a little more aware.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They splash a lot of water in those things.
Yeah.
It's unnerving.
You guys want to guess the top 10 items at gas stations?
Top 10 items?
Yes.
All right. Snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Snacks, or does this count drinks or no drinks?
No drinks.
Okay. Hot dogs.
Not there.
What?
Oh, not there.
Tater chips.
There are different kinds. Chex Mix is number 5.
Ooh. Oh.
Donuts.
Nope.
Wow.
Snickers.
Snickers is number 6.
Oh, we're doing brands. Okay.
Yes.
M&M's.
Gotcha. Doritos.
M&M's number 11.
Ooh. Wow. But they're so good in the car.
No Doritos, but Flamin' Hot Cheetos. No, I apologize. Doritos are number 9. Flamin' Hot Cheetos number 10.
Okay.
You can't eat those in a car.
You
can. That's terrible.
I've done it. It happens.
How could you drive and lick your fingers?
You do.
Okay.
This is why.
Seemed like she got you there on something.
He was kind of doing.
This is why I love this show, because Dave's like, no, pardon me. I apologize. Doritos is on the list.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
We would like to offer a retraction.
No one in the world would have ever known, but I take that.
Dave's like, no.
You're so right, Rage.
So sorry.
Like, there's so many big things in life I don't take seriously. Yeah. And I'm like, wait. Oh, my gosh.
So what are we missing here? That
a million
the
apologies.
I like a trail mix it there and like mixed nuts, but I'm guessing
pretzels?
That's not on there.
Nope. I'll give you the top 7.
Yeah.
Bugles, Snickers.
Bugles?
Chex Mix.
Nobody wants a Bugle.
Who buys Bugles?
Nobody.
Now, that would be hard to drive and eat Bugles because you got to eat them like witch fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to put them on the end of your knuckles. Taquitos, number 4.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think I've ever had a taquito.
Really? Oh, they're good at certain gas stations.
The
they're good at QT.
Is that just a chicken? What do you call them? Chicken
tubes? It's a rolled up taco.
It's a rolled up. Yeah, it's like a crispy tortilla roll in with taco.
They're on the
stuff.
They're on the hot dog rollers. I get them at QT. Okay.
It's a roller food.
Skittles, number 3.
Okay.
Rice Krispie Treats, number 2.
Ooh.
That seems high.
And number 1, beef jerky.
Oh,
yeah,
jerky beef.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Rach, where did you guys go that there is a wall of beef jerky?
Wally's.
Wally's got a wall of everything.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Wait.
That's why they call it Wally's.
Hot, and their hot food and stuff is good. They have a good brisket sandwich.
Wally's refers to
they
the walls.
Sauce on that.
I think that they have one that doesn't have it and you put it on there.
Okay, because I don't want sauce on there, Kevin.
No sauce!
Get that sauce out of here.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.